Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 5 of 6 between the visiting Visalia Rawhide and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for a Highway 99 rival battle between the Visalia Rawhide and your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud affiliates of the Arizona Diamondbacks and your Colorado Rockies. Well, the Grizzlies and Rawhide have split the first four games of this six-game series, and the Grizzlies have won the past two nights, and last night they went to the right-hander in Jordy Vargas. And the Rockies' number 12 prospect was fantastic on Star Wars night. Vargas used the force, throwing 7 innings, a career high for him. He allowed just 1 run on a solo homer in the first inning. He allowed just 3 hits after that for 4 total, did not walk a batter, struck out 6. The Grizzlies had a 3-run second inning, which included 2 home runs by Skyler Messenger and Robbie Martin. E.J. Andrews Jr. also had a triple and scored on an error as well in a span of just 3 batters. The Grizzlies added a couple runs later on, and they took a 5-3 win on Star Wars night in front of an amazing crowd of 10,943 people. That is the third highest attended game in minor league baseball this season. So, California, thank you for making Star Wars night a fantastic evening. It was a lot of fun, and we're so grateful to have your support as well. So the Grizzlies now look to win 3 straight in this series, and now they are tied for 2nd place in the California League Northern Division standings with a record of 16-15. They are 4 games back of the San Jose Giants for 1st place in the California League Northern Division standings, while Visalia drops to a tie for 3rd place with the Inland Empire 66ers. They are both at 12-19, 10 games back of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in the Southern Division. So the Grizzlies look to stay hot and keep the Rawhide at bay. We have a great pitching matchup as well for Saturday Night Baseball. The pitching matchup is the right-hander Ricardo Yon, and he gets the ball tonight for Visalia. He comes in with a record of 0-3, a 3.05 ERA, despite the record of very good ERA for the young right-hander. So Yon will get the ball for the Rawhide. And then for the Grizzlies, they go to the right-hander number 16, Connor Stain, who will be making a 6th start in a Fresno uniform. Connor Stain, a record of 1-2, a 6.86 ERA. Now, the Grizzlies are wearing some special uniforms tonight. They become the Fresno Growers tonight. That's right, the Fresno Growers, one of their alternate uniforms tonight. They have some very special uniforms. We'll talk about that during the broadcast. Let me tell you, you're not going to want to miss out on these amazing uniforms. So, again, a great matchup. The Grizzlies look to stay hot and keep the Rawhide on the losing streak. All right, so prior to tonight's game, I got to sit down with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Sergio Sanchez and Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Carlos Torres as a translator. And I got to talk to Sergio Sanchez about growing up in the Dominican Republic. And I learned, actually, that he had a brother that played baseball as well. So we talk about the competitiveness in his family and why he thinks he's the better of the two brothers. We also talked about his journey to Fresno. And he was fantastic last season as well. We get to hear his thoughts on that. And finally, playing in front of a big crowd like Star Wars night last night. Sergio Sanchez and Carlos Torres, our translator, are the pregame guests, and we'll be back with that interview right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Interview with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Sergio Sanchez with translation from Grizzlies right-hander Carlos Torres in 3, 2, 1. I bring in a returner for the Grizzlies bullpen, Sergio Sanchez. Thanks for joining me. And Carlos Torres, thanks for helping.
Of course, yeah.
So, first question I have for Sergio is, so you're from the Dominican Republic. So, where did your love for baseball start?
Él te está preguntando que ya que tú eres de la República Dominicana, él te pregunta que cómo tu amor por el juego empezó.
Bueno, el amor lo llevo en la sangre. Esto fue algo que desde que nací, algo que lo llevo en la sangre, mi familia y todo. Mis hermanos jugaron béisbol también y yo desde muy pequeño vengo jugando béisbol.
He's saying he's had it in his blood since he was born. All of his brothers and a lot of members of his family have been playing baseball. He said once he was born, he just watched baseball and he fell in love with it.
So you said your siblings played, your family played a little bit. So were they better than you, or was it really competitive at your household?
Él está preguntando que tú dices que tus hermanos también jugaban. Él pregunta que si había mucha competencia entre ustedes, quién era el mejor o no.
Sí, había mucha competencia porque a él es un poquito más mayor que yo. Él y jugábamos la misma posición. A veces yo jugaba en el mismo nivel que él y a veces él se enojaba porque tenía menos edad y jugaba al mismo nivel de él.
He's saying that there was definitely a lot of competition, especially since him and his older brother played the same position. So sometimes Sergio would play up and play with his brother. So he would sometimes get a little mad when he would come up and play his position.
So having your brother play the same position, do you guys throw similar pitches? And if so, do you think you're a better pitcher overall?
Él está preguntando que ustedes que van la misma posición, ¿y tú te crees que tú eres un mejor pitcher que él o no?
Bueno, en ese tiempo éramos outfield los dos. Jugábamos outfield, pero ya después él ya se retiró, yo seguí como pitcher.
He's saying back then they were both outfielders, so there was no really pitching involved. But since then his brother retired and he's gone full into pitching since then.
So let's talk about your journey over to the U.S. So you're in the Dominican League for a couple of years, and now you've come over to the United States. Can you tell me about your journey coming over to the U.S.?
Él está preguntando cómo fue tu trayectoria viniendo a la República Dominicana para acá y cómo te sentiste a venir para acá.
Bueno, es algo un poco diferente, pero el mismo béisbol. Allá jugábamos solo allá en el complejo y cuando vengo aquí me encuentro con mucha multitud de gente en el estadio y muchas cosas diferentes, pero yo nunca le importé a eso de la gente que hubiera. Yo siempre seguí jugando el béisbol igual y compitiendo igual.
He's saying that while the crowds are different back from playing back in the Dominican Republic with no crowds, so coming in here and playing in front of a lot of people, he's saying while it is different, he's still the same baseball, so he doesn't let the crowds affect him at all when he goes out there. He's the same though, no matter what.
So when you signed, you were a pitcher, right? Or were you an outfielder initially? And if not, how did you become a pitcher?
Él te pregunta cuando tú firmaste, ¿tú eras outfield o pitcher? Y que si no eras pitcher, ¿cómo te convertiste en pitcher?
Bueno, yo estuve haciendo chequeo con San Diego, era como outfield. Pero luego me metieron allí a pichar y me hicieron pitcher y ya menos de un mes cerré ya con Colorado aquí.
He's saying he initially had some looks with San Diego as an outfielder, but they decided to transform him into a pitcher, and within a month he already was able to land a deal with the Rockies. So
that's fantastic. So a really great opportunity with the Rockies. You started as a starter, then you've turned into reliever. How do you like enjoying relieving compared to starting?
Él te pregunta como tú eras iniciador antes y ahora te moviste a relevista, que cómo te gusta el rol de relevista comparado con iniciador.
Bueno, fue algo que no fue fácil, pero yo seguí compitiendo porque yo siempre estoy listo para donde me pongan. Yo sabe que la rutina es diferente. Cuando llego aquí me cambiaron como relevista y nada, seguí trabajando y me ha gustado como relevo.
He's saying it was a hard transition at first, but now he's up to whatever challenge he's put forward and he's ready to do whatever the team needs him to do, and he wants us to go out there and compete.
So last year in Fresno, you won the Pitcher of the Year named by our front office after you went 8-3. You led the team in appearances as well. How would you describe your season last year?
Él te pregunta cómo tú fuiste el pitcher del año de los Rockies aquí y cómo eso te hace sentir ya que te fuiste 8-3 el año pasado y cómo te hace sentir.
Bueno, como siempre trabajé fuerte igual aunque fui el pitcher del año y vinimos este año con mejor mentalidad, seguir trabajando, aunque las cosas no van saliendo como yo lo espero, pero de todo no se acaba, estamos activos.
He's saying he's been working for it his whole life pretty much, and he's ready for whatever challenge it comes. It, even if it's not going his way, he's still going to keep on working and striving for to be great.
And this season, you've pitched very well so far, but you continue to work hard. So what are you most excited for about for the rest of the season?
Él dice que ya te has pichado bien este año y que mirando ahora para la temporada, ¿qué es lo más, que te hace más feliz o que estás más ready para ver?
Bueno, estamos ready para lo que venga y tú sabes.
He's saying he's ready for whatever comes and he's just here to have some fun and he's ready for whatever challenge that comes.
And last question I have for you, you've seen some big crowds. Are you very excited about how to have another big crowd for Star Wars, another big crowd as well for the July 4th, right?
Él dice que tú ya te has visto varias multitudes bien grandes, pero que si tú estás ready para ver más y si te gusta fichar frente a mucha gente.
Sí, eso es la parte que más me gusta, porque cuando hay mucha gente así es como más emoción y más adrenalina en el juego y eso impulsa a uno a uno ponerse más, como más fuerte arriba.
He's saying he loves it. He loves it. He's a big fan of pitching in front of lots of people. He says it pumps him up, and he feels like it makes him perform better because he locks in and he loves to pitch in front of the crowd.
Well, Sanchez, I appreciate you joining. Torres, thanks for translating. I appreciate the time, and good luck the rest of the season, man.
There you go. Que gracias por todo y que tengas buena suerte en la temporada.
Thank you.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chemsey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chemsey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Hello, Growlifornia. Here's tonight's keys to the game. Key number one, the Grizzlies need to score first. Fresno is 12-1 overall and 5-0 at home when scoring first. Key number two, the Grizzlies need to hit a home run. Fresno is 12-3 when hitting a homer this season. And key number three, the Grizzlies need to limit walks and defensive miscues. Have a great night, everybody. Back to you, Mark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game 5 of 6 between the visiting Visalia Rawhide and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Steven Rice, and again, a great matchup between two Highway 99 rivals, Saturday Night Baseball, as both umpires are meeting with both managers And you just heard our keys to the game as well. But first, I want to thank Sergio Sanchez and Carlos Torres for joining me on the pregame show. Man, it was a lot of fun to talk to both gentlemen. And Sanchez, he said that was the first entrevista he's had since he's been in Fresno. So I'm glad that we got a chance to talk to Sergio Sanchez. You got to know a little bit about his story coming over to the United States. Sergio Sanchez, a relief pitcher. And again, thank you to Carlos Torres on the translation. You also heard our keys to the game. The keys to the game tonight, the Grizzlies need to score first. The Grizzlies need to hit a home run. And the Grizzlies need to limit walks and defensive miscues. Been a big factor in this series. The Grizzlies and the Rawhide have split the first four games of this six-game series. They'll finish up tomorrow afternoon at 1:05 p.m. With that being said, it's time for tonight's starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, we'll start with the visiting Visalia Rawhide, who come with a record of 12-19. They are tied for third place in the California League Southern Division standings. Under manager D. Gardner, here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing center field, number 35, Anderson Rojas. Batting second, the second baseman, number 5, Juan Corniel. Batting third, the shortstop, number 7, Jose Fernandez. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 23, Christian Cerda. Batting fifth, the third baseman, number 25, Gavin Contasello. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 18, Julio Carrion. Batting seventh, the DH, number 15, Manuel Pena. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 4, Sergio Gutierrez. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 6, Brett Johnson. And on the bump for Visalia is the right-hander, number 20, Ricardo Yon. Comes with a record of 0-3, a 3.05 ERA. So once again, for Visalia under manager D. Gardner, Rojas, Corniel, Fernandez, Cerda, Contasello, Carrion, Pena, Gutierrez, Johnson, and Yon on the bump. And now, it's time for the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, the Grizzlies come with a record of 16-15. They are tied for second place in the California League Northern Division standings, four games back of the San Jose Giants. Leading off the plane, DH number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting second, the second baseman number 2, Luis Mendez. Batting third, the center fielder number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting fourth, the shortstop number 23, Andy Perez. Batting fifth, the right fielder number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting sixth, the first baseman number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting seventh, the left fielder number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting eighth, the catcher number 7, Cody Huff. And batting ninth, the third baseman, number 5, Skyler Messenger. And on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 16, Connor Stain. Stain comes with a record of 1-2, a 6.86 ERA. Once again, for the Grizzlies, under manager Steve Solis, Snyder, Mendez, Bugarin, Perez, Martin Kelly, Andrews Jr., Huff, Messenger, and Stain on the bump. The umpires this evening behind the plate is Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. And over on the bases is Andrew Shirocki is back. And we are happy to have Andrew back on the bases this evening. The Grizzlies this evening become the Fresno Growers tonight. They'll be wearing their Growers uniforms. They have the red pants that they'll wear for the second straight evening. They have the Growers uniform. And in the front of the Growers uniform, you'll see Growers written in white lettering. You also see the nice little baseball with the little leaf as well, which is on the black cap with the red bill. So the Grizzlies rocking out their Growers uniforms. While Visalia, they're back in their dark gray uniforms. They have red lettering for their numbers and on the front of their jersey. They have the red caps and the red bill. We have seen Visalia pretty much wear it all this series. So it should be a great night as well. First pitch just around the corner. When we come back after this, you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early career- as road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
How about that national anthem to get us started for Saturday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 5 of 6 between two Highway 99 rivals. It's the visiting Visalia Rawhide and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Connor Stain gets the ball for Fresno tonight, making his sixth start in a Grizzlies uniform. Tonight, the Grizzlies transform into the Fresno Growers. So some unique uniforms tonight for Fresno, but they look for their third straight win against a very gritty opponent in the Visalia Rawhide. The Grizzlies come in with a record of 16-15. They are tied for second place in the Conference League Northern Division standings. They are four games back of the San Jose Giants, who continue to stay hot, especially offensively. So the Grizzlies need a big win tonight to try to keep pace with the Giants. While on the other side, the Visalia Rawhide have lost their last two games. They have a record of 12-19. They are tied for third place in the Conference League Southern Division standings. They are 10 games back of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, who have the best record currently in the California League. So it should be a great matchup tonight. Saturday Night Baseball, Game 5 of 6. A beautiful night as well. 90 degrees here at first pitch. Clear skies, 6 mile per hour winds out to right field. As we get ready for baseball, the Visalia Rawhide, they go with Anderson Rojas, Juan Cornell, Jose Fernandez, Christian Cerda, Gavin Conticello, and Julio Carrion. Then Manuel Pena, Sergio Gutierrez, and Brett Johnson. And then they have Ricardo Yon on the bump. But Connor Stain gets ready as he will take on Anderson Rojas. And we are ready. Connor Stain, a record of 1-2, a 6.86 ERA, his sixth start this season. As we get set, Stain from the full windup. And here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it's a fastball in the outer part of the plate, called a strike, and we are underway here at 6:53 p.m. So no balls and a strike to Rojas. Here's pitch number two, and it's fouled off. And quickly staying ahead, no balls and two strikes. Connor Stain, a 1-2 record, 6.86 ERA, his sixth start in a Fresno uniform. The right-hander, the number two man in the rotation. He is the Rockies' number 27 overall prospect. As the 0-2 is high, and the count now at 1-2. Again, first pitch at 6:53 p.m. Here's the 1-2. And it is called strike three. A good breaking ball from Stain, and Rojas down on strikes. Nice way to start his evening. A backwards strikeout as here comes Juan Cornell. Connor Stain, four pitches, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. And that one was looked at right there from Rojas. So here's Juan Cornell. One out here in the top of the first. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. So four pitches for the number 27 prospect in the Rockies system. Here's the pitch, and it swung on a miss. Good breaking ball down in the zone. The count now at 1-1. Stain once again ready, wearing all red, the red pants and the red uniform. As the 1-1 is a call strike on the outer part of the play, and the count quickly 1-2. Good breaking ball again from Stain, as he is up here on Juan Cornell. Just underway here at Chuck Chansey Park. Nice crowd as well. Here's the 1-2. And it is high and off the glove of Huff. And the count now 2-2. Tonight is Growers Night, rooted in agriculture, presented by Stimulose Produce Company. We also had a Grizzlies alternate hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. And I do see that alternate hat all around the ballpark. Fans still piling in here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the 2-2. And that is inside and high. And the count now at 3-2. As Stain now trying to get Juan Cornell with one out here in the first. Here comes his 3-2. And it is inside, ball four. And a one-out walk to Juan Cornell. As we'll bring up the shortstop in Jose Fernandez. We were talking about the crowd here at Chuchansey Park. Well, last night, we had 10,943 people here at Chuchansey Park. That is the third highest attended minor league game here in 2023. So for the crowd that was here last night, thank you, California, for coming out. As the first pitch is a called strike to Jose Fernandez, the count at 0-1. The other two, the Round Rock Express on March 31st saw 11,217. They are the Texas Rangers AAA affiliate, as the 0-1 is outside, and the count now at 1-1. But the biggest crowd this season was actually from the Colorado Rockies AAA affiliate, the Albuquerque Isotopes. They hosted 15,000 817 on Cinco de Mayo. I got pictures. I heard all about their amazing event they put on. As there goes the runner. The throw down is second, is offline. And Corniel has a stolen base. Fernandez swung and missed, by the way. So the count, now one ball and two strikes. But I saw pictures. They put on a great event. They had their Copa uniforms as well. They had food trucks, entertainment. A mariachi band was there. They put on a show for 15,000 plus, almost 16,000 people in Albuquerque. And that was on Cinco de Mayo. So the third highest crowd last night here at Chukchansey Park. And another great crowd for Saturday night baseball. Here comes the 1-2. And that is low. And the count now at 2-2. Actually, they said he went around. Andrew Schrock, the base umpire, said he went around. And now there's going to be a talk with the third base coach and Andrew Schrock. So Fernandez actually called out on strikes by the field umpire. So with two outs, here's Christian Cerda. So on the check swing, Fernandez went around. A great check from Cody Huff and then the plate umpire and Jabril Jeter-Abdullah asking if he did go around, and Andrew Schrock, the base umpire, who's right behind the pitcher's mound, said yes, he did. As there's a fly ball to right field. It's going to be a tough play. Coming in, still coming in, and making the catch is Martin to end the inning. A one-out walk is worked around from Connor Stain. We had the bottom of the first. Grizzlies coming up to bat. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FraserGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chukchansey Park. Bomb the first inning, no score between Visalia and Fresno, as the right-hander Ricardo Yon takes the ball for the Visalia Rawhide. He'll take on this lineup. It'll be Jake Snyder, Luis Mendez, and Jesus Bugarin, Andy Perez, Robbie Martin, and Parker Kelly, E.J. Andrews Jr., Cody Huff, and Skyler Messenger. And then, of course, Connor Stain on the bump for Fresno. So, again, Snyder, Mendez, Bugarin, Perez, Martin, Kelly, Andrews Jr., Huff, Messenger for Fresno. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chukchansey Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. But you must be 21. Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. As the first pitch from Yon is outside, the count of one ball, no strikes to Jake Snyder. And here on the bottom of the first, we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. High chopper to the first baseman. It's going to be an easy play right here. And just like that, one batter, one out is Gutierrez. Makes the play, and Snyder is retired. It goes three unassisted. He'll bring up the second baseman in Luis Mendez against Ricardo Yon, who has an 0-3 record, a 3.05 ERA. Yes, here comes the pitch from the right-hander, who's working out the stretch. Here it is, and it is inside. And the count of 1-0 to Luis Mendez, who is batting second for the third time in this series. Usually the nine-hole hitter, but here in this series, getting an opportunity to be the number two guy in the lineup, as here's the pitch, and it's outside, and the count now at two balls, no strikes to Luis Mendez. He takes on the hard-throwing right-hander in Yon. He Here comes the next pitch, and it swung on and missed. Good pitch there as Mendez way out in front of it. In the count now at 2-0. Looked like an off-speed pitch there from Yon. So just like that, 2-1. Sixth start here for Ricardo Yon as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 2-2. He's pitched 20 2/3 innings. He's allowed 12 hits and 12 walks. 9 runs, 7 earned on only 1 homer. He has struck out 27. A good whip and a good batting average against him. But has not gone the run support yet as that is a called strike 3. And Mendez out on strikes. Mendez caught looking on a breaking ball and two batters quickly out against the right-hander. As here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bouguereau. Bouguereau hitting third. Last night he hit second. He had 3 hits in last night's contest. So we'll see what he can do in this situation as that pitch is outside. And the count at 1-0 for Ricardo Yon. Here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander. And it is a high chopper to the first baseman, Gutierrez. Gutierrez to Yon, who is quickly over there. And that is a quick 1-2-3 inning for Ricardo Yon. All right, well, at the top of the second, no score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FrederickGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the second inning, no score between Visalia and Fresno. Saturday night baseball. It is a great evening for Saturday night baseball. Game 5 of 6 between these two teams. Growers Night, rooted in agriculture, presented by Stimulos Produce Company. And a Grizzlies alternate hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. A great promotion, a great night for Grizzlies baseball. Connor Stain back out for his second inning of work. He'll take on Gavin Contasello to lead things off. That's Contasello from the left side. Stain working from the windup. And here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Connor Stain. That's a high pop-up. It's going to drift in a shallow left field. It'll be playable for the third baseman, Messenger, who makes a basket catch for the first out. That ball was in the air for a long time, and Messenger had to adjust at the last second. He stays with it for the first out, as here comes the right fielder in Julio Carrion. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. They look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. Again, tonight's press box food. As that pitch is swung on and missed, the count quickly 0-2 to Carrion. And here in the top of the second, we thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So no balls, 2 strikes to Carrion. As here comes the pitch from Connor Stain. And it is outside. And the count now at 1-2. Good location there. And Huff trying to get the call. Doesn't get it here. So the count now 1-2 to Julio Carrion. Here's the pitch. And that pitch is high. And the count now at 2-2. Connor Stain wears number 16 on the back of his jersey. He is 6'4", 200 pounds, 22 years old from Clinton, New Jersey. As here comes the 2-2. And that's a high pop-up. Very high. It'll be playable for the first baseman, Parker Kelly. And Kelly, with no one around him, will make the play. So two high pop-ups to start the second inning. As here comes the DH in Manuel Pena. Connor Stain, born on January 12, 2001. He was a fifth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of UCF. Making his sixth start of the season. The right-hander, a career-high five innings in his last start. As here comes the pitch from Stain. And that is a called strike. And the count of no balls and a strike. Connor Stain, good fastball. We also will see a curveball slider change. Here comes the 0-1, and it's a line drive, one bouncer to Kelly. Kelly misjudges it initially, picks it up, and the underhand toss over to Stain covering. And just like that, Connor Stain has himself a 1-2-3 top of the second. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the second, no score between Fresno and Visalia. As it'll be 4-5-6 in the Grizzlies lineup. Tonight they transform into the Fresno Growers. And there was actually a very fun stat. The Grizzlies have played as the Growers four times over the past couple of seasons, over the past two seasons. And in those contests, Fresno is 3-1, scoring 43 runs on 49 hits. In all three wins, the Grizzlies slash Growers achieved double-digit hits and runs, which included the only cycle by a Grizzlies player at home, Zach Veen, back in 2021. Here comes the pitch, and it is chopped fair down the left field line. Andy Perez initially was looking at it at home plate, and he will stand up for a double right there. Off the end of the bat, and it found open grass out in left field. And Andy Perez, a leadoff double to start the second inning. One of those plays where you swing initially on a breaking ball, and you just cue it off the end of the bat, and it stayed fair down the left field line and went into the Visalia bullpen. So Perez, a leadoff double, and will bring up Robbie Martin, who homered in the second inning last night. Here's the pitch, and he takes a high chopper foul in the count at 0-1. Martin had one of two homers in the second inning for Fresno yesterday in their 5-3 win. It was his second of the season. He had his first one in Stockton last Saturday. So two now in a week, as here comes the 0-1, and it's outside. And the count now at one ball and one strike. To Robbie Martin. But so the Grizzlies have had a lot of success as the Growers. So we'll see if the trend continues today. As here comes the 1-1, it's outside. The count now at 2-1. Again, that stat, if you didn't hear it, the Grizzlies have played as the have played in Growers uniforms four times in the past two seasons. In those contests, Fresno is 3-1, scoring 43 runs on 49 hits, as that pitch is inside. And the count now at 3-3 to Martin. In all three of those wins, the Grizzlies slash Growers achieved double-digit hits and runs, which included the only cycle by a Grizzlies player at home, Zach Veen, in 2021. Here comes the 3-1, and that's a high line drive to deep left center field, at the track, at the wall, and it is gone! to the grassy berm in left center. Robbie Martin, a big fly. His second in as many days, and it's 2-0 Grizzlies. Home run number 3 for Robbie Martin, and a Grizzlies big fly presented by Fresno Yosemite International Airport. So Perez scores after the double, and then the home run from Robbie Martin. As now that's a called strike to Parker Kelly. That ball just kept carrying out to left center field. And initially it just looked like an extra base hit. That was a line drive off the bat there of Robbie Martin. It's quickly 2-0 Fresno. So here's Parker Kelly, the count of 1-1 to him. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and missed. The count now quickly at 1-2. That Martin home run, by the way, left the bat at 106 miles per hour. Went 412 feet. A sight to behold. Here comes the 1-2. As that is a breaking ball, and Kelly down the left field line gets past the outstretched glove of Contesello into the corner, and it's a double for Kelly. Three straight extra base hits, and the Grizzlies again roaring here early. So it's a double for Kelly, still nobody out, and here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. We'll have a mound visit by the pitching coach in Visalia, Tyler Mark. Cool fact, Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for Visalia, actually went to the same high school as Visalia broadcaster Jill Guerin. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here in the bottom of the second, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So here's E.J. Andrews Jr., and like in the second inning, he actually had a triple and then scored on an error. And as he's going to try to continue this extra base streak for Fresno, three straight extra bases, as the first pitch is a fastball that cruises in there, and the count at 0-1. So a double by Perez, a two-run homer by Robbie Martin, now a double for Parker Kelly. Both the Kelly and the Perez ones were hit a little bit awkwardly down the left field line. As here comes the 0-1, and that is swung on a miss, a breaking ball that has Andrews fooled. The count at 0-2. Perez's was off the end of his bat, and Parker Kelly was very ahead on the off-speed pitch, and both of them went out to left field near the Visalia bullpen. Here's the pitch, and that is way outside, and the count at 1-2. That was a slider, I think, that got away there from Yon. He's already up to 22 pitches. He takes on E.J. Andrews Jr. The Grizzlies scoring first. They are 11-1 this season when scoring first. And that is swung on and missed. Andrews Jr. out on his front foot. That's the first out of the inning. Second strikeout for Yon. It'll bring up the catcher in Cody Huff. So the Grizzlies trying to continue here. They scored three runs in the second inning last night. Now two runs here in the second inning. Third base coach and bench coach Cesar Galvez giving some signs to Huff. First base coach and manager Steve Solis watching as the second baseman continues to be near the bag where Parker Kelly is. That's a called strike. The count at 0-1. The first baseman in Gutierrez playing about 10 feet off the right field line. And the second baseman in Corniel playing near the second base bag now goes back to his regular spot as the 0-1 is high, and the count now at 1-1 to Cody Huff. So 1-1. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. And the count now at 1-2 to Cody Huff. A glistening fastball in the outer part of the plate. So quickly 1-2. As Huff takes his time here. Tomorrow, 1:05 p.m. first pitch. Dan Taylor will have the call for you for Mother's Day. 1-2, 1 out. Here in the bottom of the second. There goes Kelly. The throw is not in time. No throw indeed. As Kelly swipes third base. So Kelly read off speed. He got to third base with no throw. The count now 2-2 to Huff. Runner at third with one out. As Cody Huff looking for an RBI as the infield for Visalia comes in. The outfield playing pretty shallow for their three spots as here comes the pitch and it's called strike three on the inner part of the plate. Huff, the second casualty of the inning. Third strikeout now for Ricardo Yon as here comes the third baseman in Skyler Messenger. A runner at third and Messenger in yesterday's contest, like Robbie Martin, hit a solo home run. It was his third of the season. And we'll see if he can follow suit like Martin did earlier in this inning. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Good breaking ball there from Yon. The count at 0-1 and Messenger. As Messenger looks in, Yon gets set around the belt. He's working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. And it's a slider that misses outside. And the count now at 1-1. Good location there from the right-hander in Yon, who wears number 20 on the back of his dark gray jersey. So 1-1, 2 outs here in the bottom of the second. 2-0, Fresno leads Visalia. The pitch is a fastball away, and the count now at 2-1. A lot of action there on the fastball from Yon. 91 miles per hour. Here comes the 2-1. And it's a ground ball foul as action now in the Rawhide bullpen. It is a right-hander getting loose quickly for Visalia. It could be a possibility of just finishing up this inning. Yon's worked hard, already 32 pitches. An inning in two-thirds. As here comes the 2-2 to Messenger. And it swung on and missed, a good breaking ball, and Messenger out in front. But a two-run homer from Robbie Martin gives the Grizzlies a 2-0 lead. We have the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the third inning, 2-0. Fresno leads Visalia. Here's Connor Stain, and that is swung on a miss by Sergio Gutierrez. The count quickly, no balls and one strike. Connor Stain, the right-hander, gets the ball for Fresno. As here comes the 0-1 from Connor Stain. And it's outside. The count at one ball and one strike. Connor Stain, 6'4", 200 pounds. 22 years old from Clinton, New Jersey. A fifth-round draft pick. Pick number 146 in 2022 by the Rockies. As that pitch is outside, the count at 2-1. He is ranked as the Rockies' number 27 overall prospect on MLB.com. Has a great abundance of pitches to the four-seam fastball that can reach the upper 90s. He's reached 94 so far this evening. As here comes his 2-1 offering. And it is outside. The count now at 3-1. Stain did not pitch in rookie ball after being selected by the Rockies in the fifth round. He battled a little bit of injuries at UCF, but fully healthy now. So 3-1 is swung on and missed. The count now at 3-2. The right-hander, though, had a very good 2022 collegiate season. Put himself on the radar as one of the best college arms in the nation. He had 12 starts after playing with UCF for just one season. As here comes the 3-2 to Gutierrez. And it swung on and missed. An overpowering fastball. And Stain gets Gutierrez swinging. Third strikeout for Stain. As we bring up the left fielder in Brett Johnson. But Stain, in those 12 starts at UCF, compiled a 4-1 record with a 1.87 ERA over 43 and a third innings. He allowed just 15 runs, 9 earned. Here's the pitch to Johnson, and it's high in the count at 1-0. He had 31 hits and 21 walks, but he struck out 51 in that span. Had a 1.20 whip and a 10.6 K per 9 ratio. As that pitch is in there for a strike, and the count at 1-1. So K per 9 ratio is the amount of strikeouts that you would have over a 9-inning span. Not every starter goes 9 innings, of course. As here's the pitch, and that is in the dirt. Did he go around? No, he didn't. And the count now at 2-1. But assuming that the starter goes 9 innings, this is the amount of strikeouts that he could possibly have. So, for instance, pretend Stain goes 5 innings in one start. He strikes out 5. And then his next start, he goes 4 innings, equal up 9. As that's a line drive, base hit to right center. This is extra bases for Johnson. Bougarin will cut it off. And Johnson is in there with a stand-up, one-out double. So, double there for Johnson. First hit for Visalia. So, he'll bring up the center fielder in Anderson Rojas. But again, going back to it, so if he strikes out 5 over 5 innings in his first start, and then the next start he goes 4 to equal up those 9 innings, and he strikes out 4 batters, that would be 9 strikeouts in 9 innings of work. So that's how many he would have. So the 10.6 K ratio is just what he would average over those 9 innings. Here's the pitch. And it is a called strike. And the count at 0-1 to Anderson Rojas, who's 0-1 with a backwards strikeout this evening. Grizzlies lead 2-0 here in the top of the third. Here comes the 0-1. And it's a high fly ball to center field. Bougarin, now in the sun a little bit, reaches up, makes the play. Johnson tagging. He'll head to third. Here's the throw. It's offline. Messenger will have to backpick it. So Johnson gets the third base. It is a fly out for Rojas for the second out of the inning. It'll bring up the second baseman in Juan Corniel. Corniel walked and stole a base back in the first. Now takes on Connor Stain here. And Connor Stain, his sixth start of the season. We'll talk a little bit about his outings later in the broadcast. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike on the outer part of the plate. And the count at 0-1. Good breaking ball there from Stain. That curveball's worked very well, especially in the outer part of the plate. The count at 0-1 to Corniel. As the third baseman, Messenger, about a foot from the grass. He'll back up now, and that ball is foul into the Visalia dugout. The count now at 0-2. Good fastball. Tons of running action there from Stanton on that fastball. 93 miles per hour. The spin rate at 2104 RPM, so rotations per minute. A lot of movement there. But now ahead 0-2. We see if he trusts Huff with a breaking ball in the dirt. Here's the 0-2. Instead, it's a high fastball. It's going to go foul down the right field line. The count now at 0-2, and Huff wanted that ball a little bit higher than where that ball initially ended up. But again, still up ahead, 0-2. Top of the third, 2-0. Fresno leads Visalia. Just underway here at Chuck Chancey Park for Saturday Night Baseball. Here's the 0-2. And it's in the dirt. Good stop there from Huff. And the count now 1-2. Just like that, changing the eye angle. The count now 1-2. And Stain looks in once again. Jose Fernandez on deck. Here's the 1-2. And that's a ground ball foul. The count remains at 1-2 for Connor Stain. Prior to UCF, played at Maryland for 2 seasons. Appearing in 15 games, 6 starts, did not earn a win, 0-4 over 45 innings of work. And even though he loved the Terps, he said he really grew as a pitcher because he ended up becoming a starter with UCF. Here comes the 1-2, and that is called strike 3 on the outer part of the plate, and Corniel not happy. That ends the inning for Stan as he leaves a runner stranded at third. We head to the bottom of the third, 2-0 Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom the third inning, 2-0. Fresno leads Visalia as the Grizzlies looking for their third straight win in this series and a chance to possibly take the series if they can win the next 2 games. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Visit Wyndham Hotels and Resorts on their website to learn more information about how to book your next stay. New amenities, a great price. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, waiting for you. And we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball, and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Jake Snyder will lead things off as the first pitch is a swing out to left field, and that is caught! A diving play by the left fielder and Johnson for the first out. Snyder robbed of extra bases. What a play there from Johnson. And just like that, one out, as here comes the second baseman, Luis Mendez. Snyder first pitch swinging. And a great catch there from Johnson. As here's Mendez now, and that is a line drive off the pitcher. Yan will quickly underhand it over to the first baseman, Gutierrez. And just like that, 2 pitches and 2 outs. Goes 1-3 on the putouts. Here comes the center fielder, Bugarin. That ball, I think, hit the glove of Yon. He knocked it down and then quickly got the ball in. A nice little underhand pass over to Gutierrez. Here comes the pitch to Bouguereau. He'll take a strike. No, ball inside. The count at one ball and no strikes. As Bouguereau gets ready for the 1-0. Here it is. And it is a called strike. The count now at one ball and one strike to Jesus Bouguereau, who's 0-for-1 this evening. Here comes the 1-1. And it is a called strike. The count now at 1-2. Good spot there from Yon. As a time taken there from Bouguereau. The Grizzlies and the Rawhide playing their first of two series this season. Only 12 games between these two Highway 99 rivals. One series here at Chansey Park and one at Valley Strong Ballpark. Here's the 1-2. And it swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Yon. We head to the top of the fourth. Grizzlies lead 2-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 2-0 Fresno leads Visalia. Connor Steen back out for another inning of work. We were talking about how the Grizzlies and Rawhide are only playing two series against each other this season, as Steen will take on Jose Fernandez to lead things off. Here's the pitch from Steen, and it is a fastball right down the middle. The count at 0-1. Now, the Grizzlies, all-time against the Rawhide, are 37-9. Despite splitting the first four games of this series, as that pitch is outside, and the count at 1-1. And they are 20-2 all-time here at Chansey Park. Their only two losses coming in this series. They've had three sweeps against the Rawhide here at Chansey Park. As that pitch is swung on and missed, the count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies have also won 15 of their last 17 contests against the Rawhide. While the Rawhide's four of their nine wins have come via walk-offs. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Fernandez challenged from Steen, and he is strikeout victim number five. As here comes the catcher in Christian Serta. Good pitch there from Steen. So five strikeouts now for both pitchers. But again, four of the Rawhide's nine wins have come via one-run walk-offs. As here comes the pitch from Steen. And the right-hander high, tailing fly ball out to center field. This is playable for Bouguereau. Bouguereau racing back a little bit and makes the play. Two outs now. And it'll bring up the third baseman in Gavin Contesello. So Serta 0-for-2, so two quick outs here in the fourth. Now, Visalia and Fresno are about 39.26 miles from one another. If you drive nonstop, 43 minutes or so. As here comes the pitch to Contesello. And that's a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. And from Fresno to Visalia, you would drive in a southeast direction following the California 99 route. So the Rawhide bus here and back every game, as that's a called strike, and the count at 0-2. Because these two teams are so close to one another, the Grizzlies will do the same when they go to Visalia. It's an easier commute than maybe staying at a hotel, as here comes the 0-2, as that is fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. As everyone giving a round of applause as a gentleman makes the catch. It was out of my view, but the crowd going crazy. Here comes the 0-2, and that is outside. And the count now 1-2. But everyone, a big round of applause. So someone caught the ball. I just couldn't see from my angle here in the booth. Either way, I'll give a little bit of a golf clap as here comes the 1-2. And that is outside. And the count now at 2-2. Staying looking for a 1-2-3 inning. The Grizzlies lead 2-0 over the Rawhide. As Fresno looking to become 21-2 all-time here at Chachansey Park against the Rawhide. And going to 38-9 possibly as well. Here comes the 2-2. And it is inside. The count now full of Contasello. Good eye there. So the count now runs full. Staying up to 51 pitches right now here in the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it's high, and that is a two-out walk. Contasello now will reach base. Second walk issued by Stain. As here comes the right fielder in Julio Carrion. And for Connor Stain, his last outing came on May 6th at Stockton. He had a no decision after 5 innings of work. Allowed 2 runs on 2 hits and 3 walks while striking out 3. The Grizzlies came back and won 9-4 with a nice little late comeback win. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0 to Carrion. He's had 3 games where he's thrown 5 innings and 2 games where he's thrown 3 innings or less. But coming into tonight, 1-2, a 6.86 ERA. That's a line drive, base hit to left field. A 1-hopper to Andrews Jr. Contasello up to second. Carrion now. The runner at first. Second hit by the Rawhide, and with 2 outs, they're going to try to get something here with Manuel Pena coming to the plate. But Stain has pitched very well. His only win, though, in his professional career came against Stockton on April 15th, where he threw 5 shutout innings, allowed 3 hits and no walks while striking out 4. It's the only shutout this year thrown by Fresno. As here comes the pitch from Stain, and that's a high fly ball, and it's going to go foul, and the count at 0-1. And Stain's only worked night games so far. 1 game in May, so no record of 3.60 ERA. He had a 7.98 ERA in the month of April. And his first game pitching against the Rawhide this season. Here comes the 0-1, and that is inside, and the count at 1-1. Huff working the framework there. Doesn't get the called strike from Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. The count at 1-1. Runners at first and second. 2 outs here in the top of the fourth. 2-0 Fresno leads Visalia. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, and the count at 2-1. That breaking ball didn't get exactly where Stain wanted. As he tries to get back in the count here against Carrion. Or against Pena, excuse me. Carrion's the runner at first. Contasello the runner at second. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball to the second baseman Mendez. Mendez stays down on it. The throw to first is in time. And Stain works out of the jam. We have the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0, Fresno leads Visalia. In game 5 of 6, Saturday Night Baseball for Growers Night, rooted in agriculture, presented by Stimulus Produce Company. A Grizzlies alternate hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans in the ballpark this evening. As Andy Perez will lead things off against Ricardo Yon. Here's the pitch. And a bunt attempt in the count at 0-1. Andy Perez, 1-for-1. He had a double and scored back in the second inning where Fresno had both their runs. The man who did it was the 2-run home run from Martin, who's on deck. Here's the 0-1. And that is a chopper off the end of the bat. And the ball goes foul. And the count now at 0-2. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or you can call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-2 is fouled off by Perez. Here comes the next pitch to Perez. And he takes it high, and the count now at 1-2. So here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. The pitch on the inside part of the plate, and Perez is down on strikes. 6 strikeouts now for Yon. As we bring up the right fielder in Robbie Martin. So Ricardo Yon already 6 Ks. As here comes Robbie Martin, a 2-run home run back in the second inning. Here's the pitch, and a high chopper foul. And the count at no balls and a strike. His 6 strikeouts so far, 2 away from a season high for Yon. As here comes the 0-1, it's outside. And the count now at 1-1. Here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. This ballpark every year, I swear, continues to be beautiful and more beautiful every season. As that pitch is swung on and missed. The count at 1-2. Chuck Chancy Park added a new playing surface, some new grass for their 25th season of Grizzlies baseball. The California Groundskeeper of the Year and David Haciento winning that award. And he was rewarded with some new grass. As here comes the 1-2 to Robbie Martin, and it is called strike 3. 7 strikeouts now for Yon. And with 2 outs, here's the first baseman, Parker Kelly. Now, besides the beautiful grass here at Chuck Chancy Park, we have that beautiful scoreboard out in left center field behind that grassy berm. There's also a pool party going on back there, so everyone out there at the pool gets a chance to see that new video board up front and close. We also have a manual scoreboard out in right center, so the big video board out in left field and the manual scoreboard out in right center. Tons of outfield wall signage, 324 to left field. 385 to left center where that grassy berm is. 400 to dead center. As that pitch is inside, the count of 1-1 at Kelly. Right center about 385 as well. And then over to right field, 335 down that short porch in right. As that pitch is outside, again, 324 to left field, 400 to dead center. Right field, 335 feet. And left center, right center, about 385 or so. Robbie Martin's home run went into that left center gap. He crushed it 412 feet, so that would have been gone in all parts of this park. The count is 2-1 to Parker Kelly. But again, as I said, this ballpark continues to become more beautiful every season. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. Besides the new grass, a lot of other amenities here at the ballpark, from our suites on the third deck to our Kodiak Club on the second floor. On the first floor, concourse, tons of food options. Out in left field, you have the left field near the bullpen, the visiting bullpen. You have the Fresno Social. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball, and it's going to go foul. And then out in right field behind the right field 335 feet line is the Splash Park by Community Medical Centers, where kids can go play on a glove. They can go climb on a glove. There's a talking bear over there, some bats as well, and of course they can enjoy the Splash Park. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Four straight strikeouts and eight overall for Yon. We head to the fifth inning, 2-0. Fresno leads Visalia. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
A weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 2-0. Fresno leads Visalia. As Connor Stain back out, he'll take on Sergio Gutierrez to lead things off. And Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Minko Abbott, Le Provence, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. The count quickly 0-2 to Gutierrez as that pitch went foul to the right field. It's now 0-2. So 0-2 to Gutierrez from Connor Stain. As here comes the pitch. And it is low. And the count now at 1-2. The starters have combined to strike out 13 batters over 4 innings of work each. Now here in the fifth, 2-0, Fresno leads Visalia. Here's the pitch. And that is called strike three on the inner part of the plate. And Gutierrez called down strikes for the second time. Six strikeouts now for Stain. As here comes left fielder and Brett Johnson with one out here in the fifth. Brett Johnson a double back in the third inning. As here's the pitch, and it's outside. The count at 1-0. No action in either bullpen. 2-0, our score. We were talking about the amenities here at Chukchansey Park, and you have the Fresno Social out in left field. You have the Community Medical Center Splash Park out in right field. You have the new video board out in left center field. You have the manual scoreboard in right field. Brand new lights and audio as well. Brand new playing surface for the Grizzlies. 25th season of Grizzlies baseball and a better time. This is a better time than ever to come check out Fresno Grizzlies baseball. You have a very good team as well. They've had a lot of fun in this series. We've had a lot of fun. Besides the team, besides all the cool things at the ballpark, we also have a promotion for just about everyone. The count now is 2-2 to Brett Johnson. As that was a cold strike from Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. And tomorrow, the promotion's all about mom. That's right. Here comes the 2-2. As that is chopped foul. Tomorrow's Mother's Day at the ballpark. Mom's getting free. A special Mom-mosa, alcoholic and non, with a souvenir cup available in the Kodiak Club and Fresno Social. Discount ticket for the family. There's also Save Mart Sundays, and then kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. As here comes the 2-2, and that's a chopper to the second baseman Mendez. Mendez stays down. The throw to first is in time. Barely gets Johnson. Two outs now. Let's see, the out goes 4-3, and here comes the center fielder and Anderson Rojas. But again, tomorrow, Mother's Day at the ballpark. So I'm very excited. So even though I won't be on tomorrow, I want to give a big shout-out to my mom listening back home in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thank you for everything you've done. I appreciate all the support and the love and everything in between. As that pitch is a called strike. Mom was always the one that drove us to all of our sporting events for myself and my siblings. And the one that always washed the uniforms, always fed us dinner every night. Here comes the 0-1. And that's low in the count at 1-1. Mom was always the one that made the great food, her lasagna, her shrimp etouffee. My mom was probably the best cook that I know, and I'm so grateful to have her in my life. So, Mom, happy Mother's Day to you. As that pitch is a ground ball to the first baseman, Kelly. Kelly's going to tag Rojas, and that ends the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Connor Stain. Five innings of work, ties a career high. We have the bottom of the fifth, 2-0. Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chukchansey Park. Bottom the fifth inning, 2-0. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. So Mother's Day is tomorrow, 1:05 p.m. first pitch. We're very excited for that. Tonight is Growers Night, rooted in agriculture, presented by Stamulos Produce Company. We also had a Grizzlies alternate hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. over the next couple of weeks as well. A lot of college graduates as well. So a lot of Fresno State guys will be graduating. But I want to give a shout-out as well to my brother, Danny, who graduated from Colorado State. I am so grateful to be able to see you grow into the great young man that you are, and I can't wait to see the next steps of your career as that pitch is outside of E.J. Andrews Jr., the count at 1-1. So again, Danny, congratulations. I appreciate you, and congratulations on graduating. It's a big honor. As here comes the 1-1 to Andrews Jr., and that is a ball. And the count now at 2-1. Also today, a couple birthdays as well. I want to give a happy birthday to one of our official scorers and one of our time clock operators in Ben Hensley. As that's a called strike, the count at 2-2. And also a birthday to Brittany Allington listening in Clovis, California. And a big shout out to Anthony Peterson listening back in Colorado. Happy birthday to the three of you. As that is swung on and missed, Andrews Jr. out on strikes. 9 strikeouts now for Yon. That is now a season high for him. He has struck out 5 straight Grizzlies batters. He has also now retired 10 batters in a row. As here comes Cody Huff. And all of those 10 batters, 8 of them are strikeouts. As here's the pitch, and it's going to hit Cody Huff. And there goes the batter streak for Yon, as Huff will get hit by the pitch. I don't think he did that on purpose, trying to go in on a fastball there. So, one out runner at first for the third baseman in Skyler Messenger. As we are here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So, Skyler Messenger now to the plate. He's 0-1, a strikeout victim back in the second inning. The Grizzlies lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Game 5 of 6. Here comes the pitch. And it's a high chopper. This could be 2. It's going to go Fernandez. He's going to tag the base over to first, and it gets away. Gutierrez going to make the catch. They're going to tag Messenger just to be on the safe side. He is safe. So I believe that could be a fielder's choice and an error as well. So Huff is out at second. So it is going to be, I believe, a fielder's choice, and I think that it's going to be on the first baseman as well. So I think it's fielder's choice E3. So now 2 outs of a runner at first for Jake Snyder. A very funky play as Gutierrez could not make the catch on the throw from Fernandez. I think he should have made the catch, though. And Jake Snyder, one of the plethora of Grizzlies players ranked among the top 10 of the California League hitting leaderboard. As here comes the pitch, and it's a chopper to the third baseman. Contasello goes the easy route to second, and that ends the inning. We'll talk more about the Grizzlies hitting leaderboard when we come back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio
and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the sixth inning, 2-0 Fresno leads Visalia. Juan Corniel takes on Connor Stame, who's looking for a career high in innings pitched as that ball is low. And the count now at 1-1. As the Grizzlies look to continue to stay on the right path here in this series, here comes the pitch from Stame. And it's a high chopper to the shortstop. Perez now gets on a short bounce over to first in time. Goes 6-3 on the put out as Corniel is retired. And to bring up the shortstop in Jose Fernandez. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancy Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. But you must be 21. Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the sixth inning, we thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. We're a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. That's a little number that's going to go just foul down the first baseline. And the count is at 0-2 to Fernandez. As Fernandez trying to get something going for Visalia. The only trail, though, 2-0 here in the sixth inning. As a right-hander starts to get loose down in the Visalia bullpen. Here comes the 0-2. And it's a check swing. Did it go around? Yes, says the home plate umpire. And that's a strikeout for Stame. That is number 7 for the right-hander. And Connor Stame has tied his career high with 7 strikeouts. He had 7 on April 29th against San Jose. And with 2 outs, now here comes the catcher in Christian Cerda. As that pitch is outside, the count of 1-0. So right-hander continues to get loose down in the bullpen for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. And the count at 1-1. Stame looks in once again. He'll step off the rubber. Here comes his 1-1 offering to Christian Cerda, who is catching this evening for Visalia. Here is the pitch. And it's in the dirt. The count at 2-1. So we were talking about baseball promotions a little bit earlier. We were also talking about all the fun entertainment here at the ballpark. Well, a non-baseball event that will be happening 1 week from today is Tequila Fest. May 20th, Tequila Fest here in downtown Fresno at Chuck Chancy Park. 3 amazing artists will be gracing the stage. Lil Jon, T.I., and Rick Ross will be here at Chuck Chancy Park. They'll be performing all their fun acts, and we hope you can join us. Tequila tastings, food vendors, and more. Make sure you get your tickets at TequilaFestFresno.com. You can also go and ask us, too, as well, 559-320-4487. You can also come down to the box office. But let me tell you, tickets are going fast. Secure your tickets now. Tequila Fest, 1 week from tonight on May 20th. And for anything baseball or non-baseball related, give us a call, come down to our box office, or visit FresnoGrizzlies.com for more information on anything Grizzlies related. As the pitch is high, the count is now at 3-2 to Cerda here in the sixth inning. But again, Tequila Fest on May 20th. That's going to be a lot of fun. The team's on the road next week, so even though there's no game here, it will still be a lot of fun as that pitch is low, and that is a 2-out walk to Cerda. Third walk issued now by Connor Stame. Going to bring up the third baseman in Gavin Contasello. By the way, now Connor Stame has a new career high in innings pitched, 5 2/3. as he looks to go through six here. Pitch count a little bit high for Stain. Here's the pitch to Conestello. It's outside. The count at 1-0. Most pitches this year by a Fresno starter is 92 by Blake Adams. Staying at 86 now. Here comes the 1-0. And it's high, and the count now at 2 balls and 0 strikes. So 2 balls, no strikes. Now a check from the catcher, and here comes the pitching coach in, Mark Brewer. And while we have a second, we'd like to thank Chicken Shack. We'd like to thank Chick-fil-A. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. And again, we'd like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. And the top of the sixth, thank you again to Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. Mound visit over here is action now in the Grizzlies bullpen. As a left-hander in Carson Skipper starts to get loose. So Connor Stain will come set against Gavin Conticello. That pitch is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-1. A very good hitter in Conticello. Looking for his first home run this season, though. Here comes the 2-1. And it's outside. The count now at 3-1. Is Stain trying to get out of this inning. So 3 balls, 1 strike. As Serta leads from first. Here's the 3-1, and that's a high pop-up. It's going to drift into foul territory, and a fan trying to make a play will bounce up, and it goes to the second deck, and on a one bouncer, a fan makes the play. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. Already a game is finished this evening, and it was a blowout. As San Jose wins again, we'll give you that score a little bit later. Modesto, Inland Empire, Stockton, Rancho Cucamonga still playing both close games. As here comes the 3-2 to Conticello. Stain comes set, long pause. Here comes the pitch, Serta goes. It's a high pop-up, and it's going to drift foul. And we'll do it again at 3-2, as Stain now reaching that threshold of most pitches by a Grizzlies right-hander this season. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. On April 19th at Rancho Cucamonga, Blake Adams threw 92 pitches. Here comes the 3-2. It's a high fly ball to right field, and it's playable for Robbie Martin. He will call off everyone and make the play. Connor Stain, 6 innings, a new career high for him. He's also tied his career high with 7 strikeouts. We have the bottom of the sixth, Grizzlies looking at some insurance runs. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success.
they weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-0, Fresno leads Visalia. Here's a pitch from Yan. It's fouled off there from Luis Mendez. The count at no balls and two strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-0, Fresno leads Visalia. There's action in both bullpens. A right-hander for the Rawhide, a left-hander and Skipper for Fresno. As that's a ground ball, it's going to shoot foul. And the count remains no balls and two strikes to Luis Mendez. And we were talking a little bit earlier that the Grizzlies have a plethora of players on the California League hitting leaderboard. And Luis Mendez is one of them. He ranks fourth in on-base percentage with a .446 and tied for fourth in walks with 22. Here's the pitch to Mendez, and it's outside. And the count now 1-2. Now leadoff hitter Jake Snyder, he ranks third in batting average at .333, third in runs with 25, tied for fourth in triples with 2, fifth in on-base percentage at .444. That's a high pop-up, drifting to shallow center field. It's going to be a tough play, but the second baseman in Cornell runs it down, and Mendez is retired. One out now as here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. Back to Snyder, though. He's 6th in OPS at .902 and 10th in slugging percentage. He's also tied for 5th in hits as well. So all over the California League leaderboard. Infielder Ryan Ritter gets the night off. Ranks tied for 1st with 7 homers. Tied for 4th in walks with 22. Tied for 4th in slugging percentage at .500. That's a line drive. Base hit to center. Bugarin has his first hit of the evening. His 4th in 2 nights. And a big single for Fresno. Their first one since the second. And it brings up the shortstop in Andy Perez. But back to Ritter, who's not playing tonight. He's tied for 5th in extra base hits with 12. Tied for 7th in total bases. Tied for 7th in RBI and 8th in OPS. And now here's Andy Perez, who also ranks on the California League leading board. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off to the catcher, and Serta's going to go all the way to the mound. And I think it also got the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah. But Andy Perez ranks tied for 2nd in triples with 3. Tied for 7th in RBI with Ryan Ritter. He's also tied for 8th in hits with 31. And Bugarin, who just singled there, tied for 4th in triples. Parker Kelly, who we'll see a little bit later, is 3rd in OBP at .447 and 8th in batting average at .309. And outfielder E.J. Andrews Jr. ranks tied for 7th in homers. So a lot of Grizzlies players ranked among the top 10 in California League hitting. The offense continues to get stronger every single day, as here's the pitch, and it's swung and a miss to Perez, and the count now at 0-2. And hitting coach Trevor Burmeister says, you know, this team is just getting better and stronger and understanding not only Fresno, but the California League and how each pitcher will throw. And there's a lot of analytics that go into it, but it really is all about these players learning how to get better. As now Bugarin steps off, and he is almost thrown out back at first. He took a late start off the bag, and it looked like he was dancing to try to get to second, and they had to hustle back. A good throw there from Yan, and almost got Bugarin napping. As here's the pitch to Mendez, it's inside. Ermy Perez, and it's now 1-2. As the Grizzlies lead 2-0. One out, count is 1-2 to Perez, runner at first, 2-0 Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And another check on Bugarin, and he's back safely. It looked like his knee got stuck as well into the base initially when he was trying to get back there. He's slow getting up. He looks to be okay. It's always a scary moment when you get a little bit stuck into the dirt. We've seen a lot of injuries. Aaron Judge earlier this year getting hurt on that play. That's a high pop-up. It's going to drift into foul territory. Who's going to make the play? It comes back in, and that ball is fair. It's fair. As the pitcher in Yon tried making a play, the ball kept moving, got into fair territory as it bounced off the glove of Yon. The third baseman and Contesello couldn't make a play. And everybody's safe. Bergerine up to second. Perez is now at first. I believe that should be an error. It is on the pitcher in Yon. So now first and second, one out. Here's Robbie Martin, who's done damage already. A two-run homer back in the second inning. And we were talking about our keys to the game. The Grizzlies need to hit a home run. Robbie Martin did that earlier. Fresno has not lost a game when scoring first this season here at home. They've done that as well, thanks to Robbie Martin. The home run as well. Well, something that we were talking about is here comes the manager in Dee Gardner, and that looks to be it for Yon. And it's the worst feeling ever when you make the error to end the inning as well. But as we said, the Grizzlies need to hit a homer. They're 12-3 this season when hitting a homer. Robbie Martin has done that. They also scored first. They're 12-1 when doing so. They're going to try to limit the walks and defensive miscues in the remainder of this one. We'll take a quick break. A new pitcher for Visalia. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. We are still in the bottom of the sixth inning. 2-0, the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. Runners at first and second with only one out. Robbie Martin to the dish against a new right-hander for Visalia. It's Logan Clayton, wears the number 16 on the back of his dark gray jersey. Replaces Ricardo Yon, whose line is not done yet, as he is responsible for the runners at first and second. Robbie Martin, 1-for-2. The two-run homer, the difference so far. And that is a pitch clock violation on the pitcher. So the count is at 1-0. So count quickly 1-0 to Clayton. So the right-hander will come set around the belt. Here comes his pitch. And Martin, a foul ball. First pitch swinging. The count now at 1-1 after the pitch clock violation gave an automatic ball to Clayton. Clayton is 6'5", 188 pounds. This is his third game, no record, no ERA. 6 strikeouts over 4 1/3 innings. He's allowed no runs yet, though. The count now at 1-1. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. The count now at 1-2. Good pitch from the right-hander. He just had a birthday 11 days ago, so he's 23 years old. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. Logan Clayton from Daytona Beach, Florida. A 17th round draft pick in 2022 out of Houston. American Athletic, and the Grizzlies starter Connor Steen, also American Athletic and UCF. The Grizzlies, one of their bullpen pitchers, and Zach Agnos went to East Carolina. That pitch is outside. Also, reliever Tyler Hoffman went to Tulane. So a lot of American Athletic pitchers here in this series. So count now is 2-2 to Robbie Martin. As Martin looking for a pitch to drive here. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a little blooper, and it's going to be caught by the third baseman in Conticello. So two outs now. Let's bring up the first baseman in Parker Kelly. So here's Parker Kelly now, 1-for-2, a double back in the second inning. Runners at first and second with two outs. As here's the pitch, and it is outside, and the count at 1-0. To Parker Kelly, as we said, he's all over the California League leaderboard and on base percentage and batting average, a guy that you want at the plate here. Only one homer this season, came on opening night. 5 RBI as well. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a strike. The count of 1-1. Do Parker Kelly. Perez the runner at first, Bougarin the runner at second, both with good speed. So a ball in the gap could score two. Here's the pitch, as Kelly fouls it off, and the count now at 1-2. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. We'll also keep you updated what's going on with the Colorado Rockies. And a very scary situation happened for the Rockies today. We'll tell you a little bit about that later. Hopefully everything is all right for one of their pitchers. As here comes the 1-2 to Parker Kelly. And we will step off a disengagement right there. Count remains at 1-2. As Clayton will come set, here's the pitch, and there goes the runner at second, and Bougarin, and he is safe at third. He misslid initially, but Kelly strikes out swinging, actually, so that actually did not matter what Bougarin did. Kelly strikes out swinging. All right, we head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at Chuck Chancy Park. We're in the top of the seventh, 2-0 Fresno leads Visalia. As a new pitcher for the Grizzlies is left-hander number 32, Carson Skipper. So that ends the evening for Connor Steen, and he was fantastic. The right-hander, 6 scoreless innings, allowed 2 hits and 3 walks. He struck out 7. The 6 innings is a career high for Steen. And the 7 strikeouts high as a career high for the left-hander. As here comes the pitch from Skipper, the count now 1-1 to Julio Carrión. Stain back-to-back starts with two hits allowed, and back-to-back starts where he allowed three hits. But this time a scoreless outing, his second so far this year, as that pitch is inside. The count quickly at 2-1 from Skipper. So Carson Skipper takes over here for Fresno, and he's cleanly shaved now. He's rocking his stash for a little bit, but now cleanly shaved as that pitch is inside. And the count now 3-1 from Skipper. Skipper five pitches, but he said a lot of them are very similar to how he wants to throw to certain batters. Here comes a 3-1. It's a fastball that is grooved down the middle. And the count now at 3-2. Skipper an 0-2 record, an 8.68 ERA. He is 6'2", 211 pounds. Bats left, throws left. This is his ninth game. He's struck out 15 over 9 in the third. As that pitch is fouled off and the count remains at 3-2. 23 years old. Born on August 12, 1999, he's from Birmingham, Alabama. Went to Auburn University in the 11th round. He was drafted by the Rockies at pick 326. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. A fastball past the bat of Carrión. And one batter, one strikeout for Carson Skipper. As a bring up Manuel Peña. So one out, here's Manuel Peña. Good pitch there from Skipper, just past the bat. Good fastball there. Lots of movement. Here's the pitch, and it's away in the count of 1-0. Skipper kind of works over the top on the left-handed angle. A very tough angle for any left-hander to pick up. And Peña, left-hander here, and Gutierrez will have to hit from the right side being a switch hitter. And then the lefty in Brett Johnson. So this makes sense in terms of where Skipper's being used. That breaking ball's in there for his strike. The count at 1-1. Skipper, fastball, curveball, slider, cutter, splitter. His count now is 2-1. An 0-2 record, an 8.68 ERA, but he has been able to strike out a lot of batters. So that has swung on and missed. The count now 2-2. Skipper struck out five batters on April 7th at San Jose. And he was part of the first shutout group. Is that a swung on and missed? Two batters, two strikeouts for Carson Skipper. Peña down on strikes, and here comes the first baseman in Sergio Gutierrez. But he struck out five over two innings of work April 7th at San Jose, and then he was one of five pitchers to combine on a shutout on April 15th versus Stockton. He threw an inning, struck out a batter. As that pitch is swung on a miss by Gutierrez, the count at 0-1. Here in the top of the seventh, 2-0, Fresno leads Visalia. Here's the next pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count now 0-2. Skipper looking for a 1-2-3 inning with all strikeouts. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. Skipper looks in against Gutierrez. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled to the backstop, and we'll do it again at 1-2, or at 0-2. For Fresno, two runs on four hits, no errors. For Visalia, no runs on two hits, one error. The Grizzlies scored two runs in the second inning. Here's the pitch. And it's a foul ball, and it's going to head right below me. My instinct covering the laptop. Count is 0-2 to Gutierrez. Switch hitting catcher, first baseman, DH for Visalia. Known as Goody for Visalia. Here's the 0-2, and that is fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. And Skipper looks to put away Gutierrez. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. And stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect for the finale tomorrow afternoon for Mother's Day. Moms get in for free tomorrow. Mom Mimosa as well at the Fresno Social and the Kodiak Club in a souvenir cup. Here's the 0-2, and it swung on and missed. Three batters, three strikeouts for Carson Skipper. We head to the stretch here at Chuck Chansey Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. We'd also like to thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts on their website to learn more information about how to book your next stay. New and great amenities, a great price, waiting for you at Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. A proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Bottom of the seventh here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies lead the Rawhide 2-0. As E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off against Logan Clayton. Here in the bottom of the seventh. Again, Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the pitch to E.J. It's outside. The count at 1-0. As Logan Clayton back out for his second inning of work. He got the final two outs. That ended the line for Ricardo Yon, the starter for Visalia. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr., and he pops that one foul. So Yon works 5 1/3 innings, allowed 4 hits, 2 runs. Both were earned. No walks. He struck out 9, a new season high, one away from a career high. And now here's Clayton, third batter he's now faced. He already has 1 strikeout. And there's action now in the Fresno bullpen. Comes the 1-1 to EJ. And that pitch is high, and the count now at 2-0. Looks like it's Zach Agnos in the pen for Fresno. As here comes the 2-1 to Andrews Jr. Here's the pitch, and it is inside. And the count now at 3-1. As Agnos getting ready for the eighth inning, looks like it'll be his eighth inning. So 3-0. Here comes the pitch. And it's a little chopper. It's going to be a tough play for the second baseman now. The shovel pass, and it's in time. Good play there from Corniel. As they get it, the speedy Andrews Jr. goes 4-3. And ring up the catcher in Cody Huff. So we promised scores around the California League. Let's give you them. Let's start with the game that finished already at Excite Ballpark between Lake Elsinore and San Jose. And the Giants continue to win. They beat Lake Elsinore 8-4. The Giants are now 21-11. And they continue to hit the ball well as that pitch is lifted foul by Huff, and the count at 0-1. The win to Hayden Wynja, he's now 3-0. The loss to Haynes is 0-2. The save to Dylan Cumming, his fourth. San Jose scored 3 runs in the first, 2 runs in the third, 2 runs in the fourth. They added another run in the eighth to win 8-4. As that swung on and missed by Huff, and the count now 0-2. So Lake Elsinore falls 8-4. There were no home runs in the game, but a lot of doubles, especially for Lake Elsinore, including Griffin Dorsching, who had his 7th. As here comes the pitch, and Huff swings and misses. Second strikeout now for Clayton, 2 outs in the inning. As here comes Skylar Messenger to the plate. Now, 2 games still in progress in the California League. Let's start with the game in Rancho Cucamonga, where the Ports lead the Quakes 5-4. Stockton scored three runs in the first, but Rancho slowly has got themselves back into this game. And that's in the bottom of the seventh. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. Rancho Cucamonga had a home run from Dong Kwon. It was his sixth of the season. While for Stockton, they had a home run from Schofield Sam, his first. As that pitch is outside, called a strike. The count at 1-1. Doubles from Colby Thomas and Brennan Malone. So 5-4, Stockton leads Rancho Cucamonga in the seventh. As that pitch is a called ball and the count at 2-1. And then finally, the last one is in Modesto and Inland Empire. And Inland Empire has won 5 straight and Modesto has lost 7 straight. Right now, it's the Modesto Nuts beating Inland Empire 66ers 6-5. It's 2-1 or 2-1 count, and that's a lifted fly ball to right field, and it's going to be caught. Oh, my goodness, what a play. The right fielder Carrion with a diving play for the third out of the inning. All right, we'll talk more about Modesto and Inland Empire right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the eighth inning, and the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide by a score of 2-0. As a new pitcher for Fresno is the right-hander in Zach Agnos. So that ends the line for Carson Skipper. One inning, he struck out the side. 3 Ks for Skipper. As here comes now Zach Agnos will take on Brett Johnson to lead things off here in the top of the eighth. 2-0 our score. Fresno leads Visalia. Brett Johnson, 1-for-2. Comes the pitch from the right-hander in Zach Agnos. And it is lifted foul. The count at 0-1. Agnos wears number 14 on the back of his red jersey. He is 6 feet, 210 pounds, 22 years old from Haymarket, Virginia. Born on August 15th, 2000, a 10th round draft pick in 2022. As that's a little fly ball to left field, and it's going to go foul. And the count now at 0-2. Agnos went to East Carolina. The former Pirate has been really good for Fresno this season. He's been mainly the closer, but a couple rough outings of late has put him now into the eighth inning role here. But again, a good fastball from the former two-way player, a former shortstop as well for the Pirates. As Agnos will come set, and here comes the 0-2. And that is inside, and the count now at 1-2. Agnos' 12th game, he's 0-2, a 5.40 ERA. He's got 6 saves this season. 10 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts as well. A 1.10 whip. As here's the pitch, and that is a high fly ball out to center field. Bouguereau races back. He has plenty of room and will make the catch. One out now as here comes the center fielder in Anderson Rojas. Rojas is 0-for-3. But anyway, so back to the game that we have, Modesto and Inland Empire. We're in the ninth inning. Modesto leads Inland Empire 6-5. Five runs by Modesto in the fourth inning. They scored another run in the seventh, but Inland Empire trying to make a comeback. They scored three runs in the third and then two runs in the eighth. So it's 6-5. Modesto leads Inland Empire. Home run from Miller. Doubles from Milcar Perez. Also from Hood and Cole Young as well. And for Inland Empire, they had a triple from Peabody and a double from Ruiz. The Grizzlies will meet Modesto next week at John Thurman Field. And here comes the 1-1 of Rojas. And that's a high chopper back to Agnos. Agnos races over. The underhand toss and two outs. Goes 1-3 as here comes the second baseman in Juan Cornell. We also want to give you an update on the score in Rancho Cucamonga. And the Quakes just took a 6-5 lead. Tyrone Lorenzo just hit his now California League leading eighth homer of the season. A two-run shot scored Chris Newell, Carlos Garate, who the Grizzlies roughed up a little bit when they were in Stockton, gave up the home run. So 6-5, Rancho has just taken the lead over Stockton. And Stockton, another blown save. They have 10-plus blown saves this season. Our score here, 2-0 in the top of the eighth inning. Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. Zach Agnos looking for a 1-2-3 inning, taking on Juan Cornell. The count at 0-2. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. The count at 1-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow afternoon as this series wraps up. Fresno looking for their third straight win against the Rawhide in this series. Here's the pitch. And it's called strike three. And how about that for Agnos? So 1-2-3 eighth. We're at the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom the eighth inning, 2-0, Fresno leads Visalia as Jake Snyder takes a cold strike from the right-hander in Axel Andujza. 6 feet, 163 pounds for the right-hander from Barquisimeto, Venezuela, as the 0-1 is swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. Born on October 27th, 1998, the right-hander wears number 27 on the back of his jersey. Second time we've seen him in this series. Now a right-hander starts to get loose down in the Fresno bullpen. Here comes the 0-2 from the right-hander, Andujza, and that is high. And the count now 1-2. He slips on the play. Count out 1 and 2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Snyder swings and misses for the first out of the inning. Here comes Luis Mendez, who squares to bunt. He pulls it back. The count at 1-0. So Snyder, a strikeout victim. He is 0-4 this evening. We've seen 23 combined strikeouts by the pitching staffs this evening. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. The count now 1-1. A great night for baseball. Andueza, this is his 12th game, a 1-1 record, a 7.24 ERA, as that pitch is outside. 17 strikeouts over 13 2/3 innings for the right-hander. The count is 2-1 to Luis Mendez. Mendez 0-3. Here comes the pitch. And it's laced foul down the left field line. The count now at 2-2. Here in the bottom of the eighth. Grizzlies lead 2-0. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Here's the 2-2, and that's a high fly ball out to right field. It is playable for the right fielder in Carrion, and he is there for the second out. As they'll bring up Jesus Bouguerin, 1-3. As the Grizzlies trying to add a key insurance run here in the eighth. As the first pitch is swung and a miss by Bouguerin, the count now at 0-1. A single for him back in the sixth inning. So keep an eye on both the scores. They're still going on. 2-6-5 games going on still in the California League. As that pitch is a ball, and the count now at 1-1. To Bouguerin. Here's the pitch. It's a chopper to the third baseman, Contesello. Contesello on the bounce to throw to first, and it is in time. Good hustle, though, by Bouguerin. All right, we head to the ninth. The Grizzlies looking for their third straight win. Come on back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
leases. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the ninth, the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide by a score of 2-0, as will be a new right-hander for Fresno. Davis Palermo will take over, and it'll be his chance for his first save this season. Palermo takes over for Zach Agnos, who worked a scoreless eighth inning. Struck out one in that frame. As the right-hander's first pitch, Tose Fernandez is low in the count at 1-0. Davis Palermo wears number 38 on the back of his red jersey. 6'4", 200 pounds. He's 23 years old from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. An eighth-round draft pick out of North Carolina in 2022 by the Rockies. As the right-hander's 1-0 is outside. The count now at 2-0. Palermo, this is his 10th game. A 1-0 record, a 3.60 ERA. He has 3 holds this season, but his first save opportunity. Here's the pitch, and it's a chopper foul. So count now at 2-0 to Jose Fernandez, who's been very good in this series. 2 home runs and 7 RBIs for Fernandez. Tonight, though, 0-3 with 3 strikeouts. As here comes the 2-1 from the righty in Palermo, and it's a chopper to the second baseman, Mendez. Mendez on a couple bounces over to first, and Fernandez is 0-4. 4-3 as he'll bring up the catcher in Christian Cerda, who's 0-2. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance of $1 million. Chuck Chansey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. As that pitch is inside, Acerta, the count at 1-0. And here in the top of the ninth, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Comes the 1-0 from Palermo. And it's a check swing, and it goes right to the first baseman, and Parker Kelly will tag the bag. He was a little bit offline when he went to get that ball before it went foul. He made the play in fair territory, retreated a little bit, and tagged the base for the second out. So goes 3 unassisted, and just like that, 2 outs now, as here comes the third baseman in Gavin Contasello. Contasello 0-2 with a walk. Here in the ninth inning. As the first pitch is low, and the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies looking for their third straight win in this series over the Rawhide. After dropping the first 2, we're going to get back on the track. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Perez, over to first, and that will do it. A shutout for Fresno on Saturday night. The Grizzlies win their third straight game and have a chance at a series win tomorrow. Davis Palermo, a 1-2-3 inning, and the Grizzlies bullpen shut down the Rawhide. That will do it tonight. We will be back for the postgame show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila.
tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
There's a weekend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. As you just heard, our player of the game tonight is Connor Stain, who was talked to by Ray Ortiz on the field. And Connor Stain was fantastic, but welcome back to the post-game show here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious, a shutout win, 2-0 tonight. Fresno improves to 17-15. They had two runs on four hits, no errors. They left four batters on. Visalia drops to 12-20, no runs on two hits, one error. They left five on. The Grizzlies have won now three straight games, tying a season long for the fourth time this season. Fresno's now two games over 500. They also can go for a series win tomorrow afternoon against the Visalia Rawhide. Connor Stain gets the win. He's now 2-2. He's been the starter for both the Grizzlies shutouts this season. The loss is to Ricardo Yon. He's now 0-4, and I feel bad for the guy. Hit a great outing again. No run support. The save to Davis Palermo, his first. Time of the game, 2 hours and 2 minutes. A big shout-out to our time clock. The operator was fantastic. The game went fast to 2:02, by the way. I believe it's the fastest time this season. No, 1 minute longer than our fastest time. We had a 2:01 in Rancho. So 2:02, the fastest time at home this season. Again, a great time in front of a paid crowd of 5,109, 5109. Let's go through this. The Grizzlies, two runs in the second inning, a two-run homer from Robbie Martin. The Grizzlies had three straight extra base hits. Andy Perez a double, Robbie Martin a two-run homer, Parker Kelly a double as well. The Grizzlies only had four hits, and they had one other hit. It was a single by Jesus Bugreen. So three of their four hits for extra bases. The Grizzlies, great job early. Scoring first, they now improve to 13-1 when scoring first, one of our keys to the game. The Grizzlies also hit a home run. They improved to 13-3 in that category. And the Grizzlies made no mistakes, no miscues. They also limited their walks. They only hit three tonight. The Grizzlies bullpen, fantastic. Let's go to the pitching for Fresno. Connor Stain, six scoreless innings. Ties a career, or the six innings are actually a career high for him. Two hits, three walks. He struck out seven. The seven ties a career high for Connor Stain. So six innings, two hits, no runs, three walks. He struck out seven. Carson Skipper struck out all three batters he faced in the seventh. Zach Agnos, a clean eighth inning. And Davis Palermo, a clean ninth. The Grizzlies bullpen, they went three up and three down in all three innings. The Grizzlies bullpen faced the minimum this evening, while on their side for Visalia, the loss to Yon, he went 5 1/3, allowed two runs on four hits. He struck out nine, which was a season high for him, one away from a career high. So Yon gets the loss. So the Grizzlies, that was really it. Two runs in the second inning, and then the bullpen and the starting pitching, the rest of it. The Grizzlies now have won three in a row. They are now 17-15. By the way, for Fresno, they also are now 4-1 over the past 3 years in growers' uniforms as well. A big win for Fresno in this contest. So the Grizzlies, a big win. Again, time of the game, 2 hours and 2 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 5,109. So that brings us to tomorrow afternoon for the series finale between the two Highway 99 rivals. The Grizzlies look for the series win. They give the ball tomorrow to their right-hander and Jackson Cox, the Rockies' number 13 prospect. The right-hander is making his second start, his first at home here in Fresno. No record, a 6 ERA. The Rawhide go to their young promising star and left-hander Brock Jones. He's 0-2, a 7.79 ERA. It is Mother's Day tomorrow. It's a great promotion. Mom's getting for free a special mom mimosa, alcoholic or non, with souvenir cup available in Kodiak Club and the Fresno Social, a discount ticket for the family, Save Mart Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. That will finish up the series tomorrow afternoon. Brock Jones and Jackson Cox, the matchup. Dan Taylor will have the call for you tomorrow, but again, make sure you wish your mother, your grandmother, an aunt, maybe even a friend of yours that's a mom as well, all the moms out there, a big happy Mother's Day from myself and to my mom as well. Happy early Mother's Day to you guys. What a blessed time. Our final score tonight, though, the Grizzlies beat the Rawhide by a score of 2-0. The win to Connor Stain, the loss to Ricardo Yon, the save to Davis Palermo. Time of the game, 2 hours and 2 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 5,109. However you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning on. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. A big thank you to Virch for producing tonight's broadcast. And we will see you tomorrow for Grizzlies baseball Sunday afternoon. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday night. I'm Stephen Rice, signing off.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.